Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told by Reuters and Yahoo News that American Army officers who refuse to be vaccinated against coronavirus could be suspended from their duties and possibly discharged. This is not the first time the media has spoken about how there would be a discharge of our troops who have, you know, sacrificed so much already and have wanted to put their lives on the line for this country. They are going to be discharged from the military because they refuse a vaccine. They said after the FDA fully approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in August, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had ordered that the vaccination be mandatory for all active duty service members. The Army said it began implementing the order late August, adding that soldiers could request an exemption on legitimate medical, religious, or administrative grounds. However, they say, commanders, command sergeant majors, first sergeants, and officers in command select list positions who refuse to be vaccinated and are not pending an exemption request would face suspension and relief if they refuse to comply. They say while soldiers who refuse a vaccine will first be counseled by their chain of command and medical providers, continued failure to comply, how is that voluntary? Continued failure to comply could result in administrative or non-judicial punishment to include relief of duties or discharge. I'm going to be amazed at how many people, you know, say, to heck with it. Why am I here? I'm out of here then. I mean, we're already seeing that with schools. We're seeing that in hospitals. You know, nurses who are like, look, I put my lives on the line for you. I risked COVID. I did all that. And now you're going to threaten to fire me because I don't want the vaccine because I have natural immunity. It really is a cluster when you do the mandate. Now, I believe as of August, I don't have current numbers, 800,000 servicemen and women and non-binary, if we're not going to use men and women, service people, 800,000 service people in the military, of the 1.4 million were not vaccinated. That's a pretty large amount. So my guess is that number is going down. And so what we're being told now is as of last week, the U.S. Department of Defense has reported 353,000 COVID-19 cases across its personnel and more than 450 deaths. According to U.S. Army Surgeon General Raymond Scott Dingell, he said this is quite literally a matter of life or death for our soldiers, their families, and the communities in which they live, citing concern over the spread of the contagious Delta variant. They say the Army now expects its active duty units to be fully vaccinated by December 15th and its Reserve and National Guard units by June 30th of next year. So, you know, this is one of those things where if you're in the military and, you know, you want to sacrifice yourself for this country, people need to lay off. If you want to smoke, you smoke. If you want to have a drink, you get to have a drink. I mean, it's to me, it's ridiculous. I think it was in Crimson Tide how they worded it. We're here to preserve democracy, not practice it. You know, there's a chain of command. You do as you're told. You don't really take a vote. I mean, the military is the military, and it's not run like a republic or a democracy. And I understand that many people in the military have to get a lot of vaccines. But, you know, there's a lot of distrust with this one. And there's not a lot of fear of COVID. And a big concern with vaccine hesitancy that a lot of people aren't discussing, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit later, is people want natural immunity. They do not want to get the vaccine so they can have natural immunity. I mean, we all have to decide what is it that we want of our military. We want them safe. We don't want COVID outbreaks affecting our men and women and service people. We don't want them dying of COVID, but we also don't want to be kicking them out. I mean, we don't have enough people volunteering as it is. You have somebody that wants to protect this world and deal with what they're dealing with. And mind you, I mean, you know, the vaccines are great, but they're not 100%. And we're sending our men and women throughout the world, you know, if they want one and it's advised, look, you know, this is the data we have on it. We're advising it. Fine. But if they don't want it, you're kicking them out of the military? Really? We have national security issues beyond our comprehension right now. And with what's going on with the Taliban, and I know everybody says, oh, they're not going to last long because they don't have enough money. Trust me, terrorists find a way. They always do. Terrorists have been around, and they will continue to be around. And they are going to come at us. Not to mention, we obviously aren't, you know, getting the hugs and kisses from China and North Korea and Russia. So we need to, I mean, we have what? 25,600 troops in South Korea still. Now, maybe they're stationed there. Maybe that's for, you know, it's our helicopter pad there in Asia. But, you know, we're there to keep North Korea in check. Just like we had a couple thousand troops in Afghanistan to keep that area in check. But it, you know, it's debatable on if it had to end or not. So I say anybody who is willing to do what they're doing for our country, let them have a voice. I mean, if you really want to threaten them, they're going to probably say, I'm out of here. It's not worth it. You know, America's supposed to have their back. When you join the military, when you join the Marines or the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, I mean, you know, National Guard, when you join, it's because you want to be a part of a unit. You all have the same values. America first. You're asking people to preserve America and all the rules and freedoms, and you don't give them the freedom to choose a vaccine. It just makes no sense. And 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Here, we love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when COVID first came out, people were so freaked out that they're like, you know what? I want to control it. So I want to get this, I didn't say this, but people wanted to get COVID to get some immunity so they wouldn't end up in the hospital. You know how many people before they go on like a honeymoon, they go and tan, go to a tanning booth so that the sun doesn't hurt them, you know, because they don't have naive skin, so they already have a baseline. So sadly, people last spring in 2020 went to COVID parties, and we talked about them. Bad idea. Well, I think people realize that you really don't want to get COVID on purpose. We don't have medications. We don't have treatments. Don't be getting COVID on purpose. I think we resolved that a year ago. Not entirely. So these mandates, and this is why I said, guys, you really need to rethink the mandates. What's been happening now over the last few weeks is this pressure on people to get the vaccine because they could lose their job, not go to college. But what, again, the government didn't understand, and this is what I told you, the media, it's been all about, well, if they don't get a vaccine, it's because they're Trumpers. Or they think it's Bill Gates trying to put nanotech. And I'm like, guys, you better listen. You better listen to what the vaccine hesitants are telling you. You might want to kind of hear why they're vaccine hesitant. Well, apparently a huge number of vaccine hesitant are don't want to get the vaccine because they really want natural immunity. And then about 2.5 weeks ago, this study came out of Israel showing that those people who had previous COVID had much stronger immunity than those with the vaccine. Now, mind you, there have been other studies showing vaccinated individuals have higher antibody titers. So the science is mixed on that, I'm telling you right now. All right, some studies show that the vaccines give you more immunity. Some show that natural immunity is higher. But with this latest study looking at Maccabee Healthcare Service and individuals who had either gotten two shots of the vaccine by the end of February or tested positive for COVID, they looked at 46,000 Maccabee members who caught coronavirus at some point during the pandemic, compared them to those who were double vaccinated, and found that people who had two vaccine shots had a six-fold higher chance of getting infected with Delta than those who weren't vaccinated but survived. Now, it's not a peer-reviewed study, so it's still it's on Med RxIV. So, but it obviously has been pointed to by those who have been vaccine hesitant, saying, "Look, I want to get this naturally," and so all of a sudden, Biden, governors, school districts go, "We're mandating." So what do you think is happening to those people who want natural immunity? So two people told me that they went to the Raiders game. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but they went. You weren't supposed to be able to go to the Raiders game unless you were vaccinated. I guess if you're unvaccinated, you have to wear a mask, but I think that they only let in vaccinated individuals. But people wanted to get COVID. And remember, vaccinated individuals can give it to you. So some people are thinking, I could be in an arena with thousands and 10,000 people and hopefully get it. I mean, keep in mind, there are thousands of people out there that are claiming they were vaccinated that weren't and are able to kind of play the system. My worry as a doctor is I don't want anybody COVID naive or a virgin to COVID getting it on purpose. But I do appreciate the fact that some people want to have natural immunity and they're now freaked out that if they're going to be forced to get a vaccine, they won't be able to get natural immunity. So then the next question is if you are vaccinated against COVID, will you still get an opportunity to build up natural immunity to the virus? Well, here's the thing. Again, I don't want anybody getting this virus. I don't trust this sucker. Technically, if you are exposed to a pathogen, and not all pathogens are 100% alike, just like this mRNA making these spike proteins, you should be able to still be able to get some sort of natural immunity. I know there's been a lot of debate that the vaccine will completely destroy your immunity. I don't believe that's true. I don't think the vaccine destroys your immunity, because if that's the case, I would be getting every cold in the book. And thank God I don't. Or I'd be getting a yeast infection. And I haven't had a yeast infection for a long, long time. So I'm pretty happy. I believe the vaccine does not hurt your immunity. Will it prevent you from having a nice, juicy, robust, natural immunity to COVID? It could, but you have to get a pretty nasty case of COVID to do that. So we need to get the word out. I wish we could slow down on the mandates, to be honest, but we need to get the word out and tell people to stop. Do not try and get COVID naturally. And that's what a lot of people had wanted to do. A lot of these vaccine hesitant, it didn't have anything to do with the recall election. It didn't have anything to do with Trump. It didn't have anything to do with nanoparticles or aliens or mental illness, which is what everybody is trying to say it is. There are people out there that go, look, COVID is going to be around for life, and I want that natural immunity. You know, we spoke about how in the 50s and the 60s, there were some very bad cases of flu. And when in 2009 swine flu came out, many older individuals didn't get sick. And they had been speaking about at the time, this 12 years ago, that it was very similar to a flu that circulated. I don't know if it was the 57 Asian flu, and I don't think we call it that anymore, but I'm not sure if it was the 57 flu or another sort of flu, but there was a very, very bad flu that apparently was able to confer a type of immunity so that when swine flu came out, many older individuals didn't get it. Now, I don't know if subsequent studies have confirmed that sort of protection that happened, but for those people that were freaked out about swine flu, they were like, okay, well, how do I get something where if it doesn't kill me, makes it stronger? So as a doctor, I'm telling you right now, please do not try to get COVID on purpose. I don't even believe that mild COVID or COVID that luckily doesn't kill you will give you enough immunity. Do I believe natural immunity is helpful? I do. I think those of you that have some natural immunity, that's fantastic. And I'm, you know, wondering why the government won't allow you just to prove your immunity and show some titer tests. And as soon as your titers drop, then get the mandate. You know, I don't even want a mandate, but then get the vaccine. But, you know, we've been teaching people about natural immunity and how to boost your immune system for decades. And all of a sudden now, natural immunity is a bad word. No, it exists. The problem is now that we're coming up with mandates, people want that natural immunity. It's like a drug. And please, I love football. I love that, you know, we're going to be coming up pretty soon on the holidays. But for the love of God, please don't try to get anything on purpose. And for those of you that are jumping on the mandate bandwagon, and I get the president now is trying to take the pressure off to some of the governors, so it's on him, and he's asking the Labor Department to mandate this and all that. I would just say, look, I know you want to get natural immunity. I know there's a time limit. The Army, right now, the Army is facing a time limit of December 15th. That's a very, very frustrating thing to go through. Even though I'm pro-vaccine, I get it. I think the mandate's a bad, bad, bad idea. And so our military is going to be forced to quit and not protect our country versus get a vaccine. Bad idea. We shouldn't be in this position. But when somebody tells me, in fact, we were helping vaccinate a bunch of college students yesterday. It was a fantastic event. But some of the college students had said, look, I want natural immunity. That's why I don't want the vaccine. They're not bad people if they think that. Media wants you to, you know, think that anybody vaccine hesitant, you know, doesn't deserve hospital stays and doesn't deserve to walk on this earth. But somebody saying, look, I want to have natural immunity to this. I get that. I do worry about that. Since I was a COVID virgin, I really do worry that, you know, I got the vaccine. I did as I was told. I wanted protection. COVID scared me, and I didn't want the virus in me. I still don't want the virus in me. I'd rather take my chances. But, you know, it still does weigh on me that I won't have natural immunity to this. So, you know, just, guys, play it safe. Don't be doing that. No COVID parties. That's bad. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Yeah. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama is joining the list of several Republican-led states who say they're suing or plan to sue over the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate. Attorney General Steve Marshall calling the rule requiring private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccines or weekly testing an overreach. The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hold a hearing regarding former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar's abuse of athletes and the FBI's inaction when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015. USA Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, who was one of Nassar's victims, warns of the consequences if the people who helped cover up the allegations aren't held accountable.
If they are not, I am convinced that this will continue to happen to others across Olympic sports.
This is USA Radio News. A new report out says median household income dropped in 2020.
For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. It also showed that the number of full-time workers dropped by 13.7 million last year, the biggest decrease since the Bureau began tracking that data in 1967. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A bus driver shortage is impacting kids returning to in-person learning in several states. The shortage of drivers is leading Massachusetts to bring the National Guard for help, and lawmakers in New York say the Guard is needed there to help with the shortage as well. Cities in Ohio, Virginia, and elsewhere report similar shortages and kids waiting hours for buses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Still, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm middle-aged. Boy, am I middle-aged. I am deep, deep, deep into middle age. Pretty soon I'll be on the other side of middle age. So I'm not looking forward to that. But what I am looking forward to is some Social Security. I think that'll be kind of nice. I have been working since I've been a teenager. I've been putting money into the system, a lot of money into the system. And there's, you know, the FICA taxes and Medicare, all these taxes taken out of my check, a big bunch of them. But you know what? It's because it's going to take care of me later. I'm going to get to retire. I'll get to watch Netflix, babysit the grandkids, you know, maybe get another boob job. I don't know. But I'm probably not going to retire because I'm a workaholic, but it will be nice to get some Social Security income. So I'm getting excited. I'm not exactly sure what year that's going to be, because I still have probably another, at least 15, 20 years of work left. So, but there's going to be some Social Security money for me. No. Wrong. No. The money is being depleted faster than we thought. In fact, Social Security and Medicare made a nice statement here. They gave a message to the public. Yeah, honestly, if I was going to drop this one, I would do it on a website, too. I don't think I would go out in front of a microphone. I don't even know who would be the actual person that would want to come out and discuss this. But they say, and I'll read part of it to you. This is a summary of the 2021 annual reports of the Social Security and Medicare programs. They say each year the trustees of the Social Security and Medicare trust funds report on the current and projected financial status of the two programs. Oh, goody. The reports include extensive information about the current operations of these important social insurance programs and careful analysis of their outlook. We believe the reports fully and fairly present the current and projected financial condition of the programs. And they don't cuss in this. They say Social Security and Medicare both face long-term financing shortfalls. Well, we've known this for a while. We spoke about this years ago. I think when I was only doing my night local show, we were talking about how, you know, we are not going to have enough money. They're just with the baby boomers, and we're going to run out of money. I think we've known that, which is why certain administrations started taxing like crazy. I'd like to know where the money is. If I put all this money in, doesn't my money have my name on it? Guess it doesn't. They say both programs will experience cost growth substantially in excess of GDP growth through the mid-2030s due to rapid population aging. Medicare also sees its share of GDP grow through the late 2070s due to projected increases in the volume and intensity of the services provided. They say the finances of both programs have been significantly affected by the pandemic and the recession. Well, yeah, you tell people they can't work. You threaten to put people in jail for trying to run a business and hire people. Yeah, you're not going to have money coming in. That's kind of what happens when you do a lockdown, okay? Employment, earnings, interest rates, and GDP drop substantially in the second quarter, are assumed to rise gradually thereafter towards a full recovery by 2023. So we're not going to see a recovery this year, possibly not much of next year. They also project elevated mortality rates related to the pandemic through 2023, 15% for those over age 15, but declining to 1% by 2023. So given the unprecedented level of uncertainty, the trustees currently assume that the pandemic will have no net effect on the individual long-range ultimate assumptions. But there's no consensus on what the lasting effects will be. They can blame COVID all they like. They were having funding issues before COVID, and COVID was the icing on the cake. All right, we were under the impression that when you get your money taken out, it has your name on it. Because you get these notes in the mail saying these are going to be your Social Security benefits. We know how much you put in the system. You're in the system. This is what you put in. This is going to be calculated the amount you get. And that's not the case. The money went in and the money got spent. The money got spent on campaigns and on airplanes and on, I don't know, beer summits or whatever. And so now the money's going to go to free college and things like that. And, you know, maybe you like the idea of free college. And I personally just think college shouldn't be costing what it is. When a school's charging $50,000, $60,000 a year, something's wrong. That's what I think. But people buy degrees. I guess that's how it is these days. So I don't think college should be costing that much to begin with. This way you and I don't have to pay for the $60,000 a year. But in terms of, you know, we're spending the money coming in, and that money should have been earmarked. That money shouldn't be touched, and my name should be on it with part missing to go and help pay for somebody who wasn't able to work. Right? That's how it should be. Now, if we have more people not working than people working, we're going to have a problem. But I get that some of that money is going to go to the main cause, but what I put in and what you took out to take care of me when I'm older, because you didn't think I would be able to save enough money on my own. And you're right, right? Because COVID and everything else, and it's like really, really expensive now to go and get a hamburger. Yeah, that's kind of why you took the money out of Social Security. So they say the Old Age and Survivors Insurance, the OASI Trust Fund, pays retirement and survivor benefits. They will be able to pay scheduled benefits on a timely basis up until 2033, 1 year earlier than reported last year. By then, the fund's reserves are going to be depleted. Any continuing tax income is only going to cover 76% of the cost. The Disability Insurance Trust Fund, that pays disability benefits, that will be able to pay scheduled benefits until 2057, 8 years earlier. At the time, the fund's reserves are going to be depleted. Continuing tax income will cover that to about 91%. They say the OASI and DI funds are separate entities under law. The report presents information that combines the reserves of these two funds in order to illustrate the actuarial status of the Social Security program as a whole. They're going to be able to still pay scheduled benefits until 2034, 1 year earlier, but then reported last year, by then depleted, and current tax dollars only cover 78%. What about Medicare Part A? They say the Hospital Insurance Trust Fund, or Medicare Part A, helps pay for services such as inpatient hospital care. That's going to be able to pay scheduled benefits till 2026. All right? So we got 5 years left on that sucker. At that time, all the funds, the reserves are depleted, and whatever is coming in will cover about 91%. So we are going to be at a shortfall. Then the Supplemental Medical Insurance Trust Fund, which is Part B, that helps pay for physician and outpatient hospital care. And then Part D covers prescription benefits. They say the SMI is adequately financed into the indefinite future because right now the current law provides financing from general revenues and beneficiary premiums each year to meet the next year's expected cost. So the money you guys are paying is supposed to go to that. So far they think that's going to be okay. But in terms of Medicare, Social Security, key changes, they say the long-range 75-year actuarial deficit has increased from 3.21% to 3.54% of the taxable payroll since 2020 reports. They also looked at fertility rates. They looked at unemployment. And so when they look at the models, they think we're going to be in trouble. And another thing that I don't know if they're taking into account is my working now is supposed to be helping my mom's generation, my parents' generation, which means the Gen Zs are supposed to be supporting us Gen Xers later and boomers. So if our younger generations aren't really hip on what's happening with college, they aren't getting jobs, they're, you know, if we don't have a very robust employment plan for the younger individuals, there's going to be much less money going into the system. This labor shortage isn't just a labor shortage and causing fast food lines to be 45 minutes long. This labor shortage is going to affect our Social Security and our Medicare money for decades to come. I mean, this is why it's such a snowball effect, and you can't make stupid rules and not put some thought into it. The 1-877-DOC-DALY.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we lost this week actor and comedian Norm MacDonald. I don't know if you watched Saturday Night Live when it was the Adam Sandler, David Spade, Norm MacDonald days. It was probably one of the best. I loved Saturday Night Live also with the Chevy Chase and Belushi and Eddie Murphy. Those, you know, Gilda Radner. I didn't
think Saturday Night Live has definitely had some peaks and troughs in terms of talent, and Norm MacDonald was definitely at their peak. And comedic legend Norm MacDonald has passed away at the age of 61. He privately battled cancer, kept his diagnosis to himself after diagnosed about 9 years ago. We don't know the type of cancer. I know a lot of people are really saddened by his loss and are, you know, wondering what happened, but we do respect his privacy. His longtime friend and partner, Lori Jo Hoekstra, was with him when he died. She said he did keep his health battles private. She said he was most proud of his comedy. He never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him. Norm was a pure comic. He once wrote that a joke should catch someone by surprise. It should never pander. He certainly never pandered. Norm will be missed terribly. And he was pretty gifted. He did a really good Burt Reynolds, and he did a lot of voiceovers. I think he was in the who's the one that could talk, Dr. Doolittle? I think he played like the main dog in Dr. Doolittle, and he did so many roles I loved that he did. And it's sad because that means he was diagnosed when he was 52. And you're like, you know, what sort of cancer caused you to suffer like that for so long? And, you know, sadly, it took his life. If we do get any more information, we'll share that with you. But obviously, we want to respect their privacy at this time. So Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook under fire again. And this is very, very interesting. Facebook CEO, we're being told, resisted making changes to the social network's algorithm, even though the engineers, this is allegedly, were telling him that it was promoting divisive content and damaging the public's mental health. Now, the Wall Street Journal had obtained internal documents, and it indicated that Facebook employees were actually worried that the algorithm was promoting content that made users angrier and more likely to argue about politics or race. They say the internal memos seen by the Wall Street Journal indicated that Facebook officials were made aware that Instagram was toxic for young girls who struggled with body image issues. This is being reported by Daily Mail. They say Facebook was also found to have been running a secret whitelist which shielded celebrities, politicians, and other VIPs from enforcement of its guidelines, even if they spread harmful and malicious content that would get others banned. The algorithm was introduced in 2018 after internal data showed a decline in user engagement, and it gave people incentive to post negative comments that would spark a reaction and a debate. I don't know much about algorithms, but the one thing I do know is if I post something of one topic, it appears to always get seen. And then when I post a different topic, people are like, I didn't see that post. And I'm like, that's interesting because it's up there. So there's algorithms that allow your post to be seen more or not. Now, mind you, the reason why Parler and some of these other sites have had trouble, and I think Twitter had that in the beginning, is it looked like a cluttered college, one of those college, you know, boards at college, like for roommates and things like that. It got so cluttered that you're like, it's going to take me 2 hours to scroll the last 10 minutes of stories. But Facebook will see what appeals to you. And like, let's say there's a friend that's tagged. It'll come up and go, look, not only did one person post this, but a friend posted it. So you're going to be interested in this. Because remember, Facebook needs you engaged. If you're not engaged, then you're not going to buy the ads. You're not going to support their sponsors. So they need you engaged. But it looks like there's also some secondary gain on some of the topics. They say those who reacted with negative emojis like angry faces would be rewarded by an internal point system that led to the content gaining more prominence on people's news feed. The algorithm also gave increased weight and prominence to posts that were widely reshared, spreading not just to users who were known to the original poster, but to others beyond their circle. Now, that I understand. If something got shared a lot, that means, ooh, this is trending. This is, you know, people are going to say, I saw this on Facebook. Facebook is going to then be considered a news source. So that's kind of how it works. Whether they're allowed to do that in private enterprise or not will be, you know, debated by you all, but I just have a problem where the rules are different for each person. All the rules should be the same. They say the news feed is considered Facebook's most critical driver of user engagement since people spend most of their time there. The constantly updated feed includes links to news stories, photos, and posts by family and friends. They say most of Facebook's revenue is generated by selling user engagement data to advertisers who can tailor their ads based on user behavior. Those ads are then posted to Facebook and then its subsidiary Instagram. Now, according to this internal memo that the Wall Street Journal got, it says misinformation, toxicity, and violent content are inordinately prevalent among reshares. They say others were aware of the effect it was having on the public. They say our approach has had unhealthy side effects on important slices of public content, such as politics and news. They say when a data scientist proposed changes to reduce the spread of, quote, deep reshares or viral posts that are seen by those beyond a circle of friends or family, apparently the proposal was rejected. They say while the FB platform offers people the opportunity to connect, share, and engage, an unfortunate side effect is that harmful and misinformative content can go viral, often before we could catch it, and mitigates its effects. They say political operatives and publishers tell us that they rely more on negativity and sensationalism for distribution due to recent algorithmic changes. So, yeah, somebody posting a picture of a little kid in his high chair, that's not, but you post something controversial. I mean, that's kind of common sense. Controversial is going to be, you know, what sells. They say one party's social media management team estimates they shifted the proportion of their posts from 50-50 positive negative to 80% negative. I noticed that too. When I say, yay, you know, I'm really proud of our troops or whatever, yeah, you get a couple likes. But if I am cynical about something, it spreads. But, you know, again, the algorithm could be this is more interesting. And that, like the news, a negative headline always catches people more than a positive headline. When the headlines say COVID cases are dropping, people might click on it, but when they say COVID cases are rising, it'll get clicked on. So that's just kind of the nature of the beast. But my problem is if they're picking and choosing who gets to, you know, have the sanctions and who doesn't, now that's leaving it wide open for some of the abuses that we've seen. They said Facebook apparently had data on how Instagram harmed young girls and boys. So they said, apparently there was a study. They looked at things you felt in the last month. Did any of them start on Instagram? And apparently some people reported that they felt they were not attractive, didn't have enough friends, wanted to kill themselves, didn't have enough money, down, sad, depressed, wanted to hurt themselves. And then a question in general, how has Instagram affected the way you feel about yourself or your mental health? Some said much worse. A lot said somewhat worse. Many, the majority said no effect. A good number said somewhat better. And some people said much better. So Instagram, and we're going to talk about this in the later days, you know, when you have people that are able to kind of filter and make a post, make it look like they are a model, right, you know, making millions of dollars a year, it kind of causes people to think that they're inferior. And so Instagram has its own set of psychological things that could, Facebook too, that could cause. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.